some pickpocketing emails into the show at bradandjohn@kism.com. And why are we talking about pickpocketing again? What happened?
Well, there was a story about these crimes. There's been up to 30 of these pickpocketed. They call them the Rolex Rippers in the UK. And these women pull this sleight of hand thing where they approach a wealthy man and they you know, they're talking to him about a charity and having him sign some kind of thing on a clipboard and whatever. And as they're talking to him, they slip the Rolexes right off their hands. The guys don't even realize it till hours later or something. Like, hey, and so it's happened over 30 times.
Okay, yeah.
And they say it's a sleight of hand pickpocket ring thing they're doing.
You ever been pickpocketed? Brad and John at KISM.com.
The Rolex Rippers.
Bernie from Port Angeles says, I was in the audience on a show called Northwest Afternoon.
I remember that.
And the guest, Bob Arno, was a man who had written a book on professional pickpockets. He helped me to my seat at this show. And when I sat down, he then handed me my necktie that he had removed from me on the walk to my seat. How do you not know that?
He took your necktie.
That guy's really good. I have a hard enough time understanding how they get your watch and all the others, but the necktie?
They say this guy's nickname is Pickpocket King. Pickpocket
Who?
King Bob Arno. He's got YouTube videos, all kinds of stuff. He did all his own television show, Pickpocket King.
Was he capitalizing off of this as far as like stealing stuff, or is this more like a magician?
No, well, a magician's thing, it's a comedy thing. He turned it into a show, like an act.
Well, that's pretty good. The Bernie from Port Angeles says this Bob guy that you're talking about explained that these groups work in teams and target mainly tourists and adult men who usually have more money in their pocket in busy areas where being bumped and jostled was common, like on a subway or a bus. All right,
my daughter said in front of the Eiffel Tower, when she went there with the group, they specifically said, this is a high pickpocket area because there's so much going on and so many people taking pictures and distracted.
360-733-5476, 360-733-KISM. If you've been on the other end of all of this, you got a pickpocketing story. Randy emails us. He says, I've been hit by pickpocket crooks 4 times while traveling. One time I was gang pressed at a carnival and they opened, and I don't know where this happened. I don't know if this was overseas. They opened a zippered pocket I had and removed my wallet, but left my passport and camera. Now I have Velcro strips inside the zippered pocket for a double barrier.
Wow. Yeah. All right.
Brad and John at KISM.com.
Even if you carry your wallet in your front pocket, like John.
Yeah, I thought I was pickpocket proof because I carry all the stuff in the front. Phone, wallet in the front pockets. I don't have anything in the back, but apparently these guys can.
If that guy can remove your necktie without you knowing it,
I don't know.
I bet they can probably getting a watch off your hand would be pretty
easy. Your front pocket, that's near your stuff.
Mm.
I would think you're gonna notice that if there's some kind of situation going on down there.
What are you grabbing for?
Yeah, I would think that one you might notice.
Bailey writes, Brad and John at KISM.com. I had just landed in Paris and was on my way into the city in the train terminal, and this French guy asked me for directions with a map. I'm 6'2" and bigger. This guy was maybe 5'8". He asked in French where to go, and while he asked in French where to go, his hand slipped into my pocket and took my phone. I thought it was weird that this local guy was asking a clear visitor for directions, so I was on edge a little, and I felt a tiny nudge at the last second from my pocket, and I looked down, and I see my phone and in his pocket. I can see him putting it in his pocket. And without thinking, I grabbed his jaw with one hand, grabbed my phone, put it back in my pocket, tapped him on the cheek a couple times and said, no, and kept walking. The guy looked terrified.
And what do you do in that situation? You're in a foreign country. There's the language barrier. You know, here, maybe you grab a guy and you call 911 or something like that, but Yeah, what are you going to do there? Other than get your phone back, yell at the guy, and
hit him across the nose like a dog and say no.
That's it, yeah. Brad and John at KISM.com.